Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Don't panic.
Shorty fell in love with a hustle. Man, I took her from a bus. Keep talking like they know something. A slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. Real getting kite. Watch the fake tag. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic.
No, she getting tired of it. Broke stress. Why it ain't no. No sex, no sex. No, she with a youngin' feeling like a milk. I'ma have to teach her to hold less. 5 weeks, number one, don't tell. But I got 5 stars, Joe Jackson. Since I got time to get a Rolex. You know I'm in supper club, both flex. Here come, you ready or not? Henny in the lead, me put it down on the rock. These D's out here, ain't living the life. Major trip, my head, they gotta take any shot.
Shorty fell in love with a hunk, with a hunk, with a hunk. Man, I took her from a bus. Keep talking like they know something. A slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. Real getting kite. Watch the fake tag. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic.
I won't let him. Sipping that's a rock. I'm a rat. On the ground. Guess what was the plan? This young thug need focus. Take it to the crib, take no pics. Hair fat, let me get a phone. Get a phone. Bounce back early in the morning.
Shorty fell in love with a hunk. Man, I took her from a bus. Keep talking like they know something. A slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. Real getting kite. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic.
I see you popping up. I'm trying to lick on the cookie. I'm eating through the panties. In and out that booty, ham sandwich. Young new killer. Oh, like Black Planet. Strapped up. Pistol with the bandanas. Extended clip. Gotta hide it from the damn cameras. Man, I'm only sick to Cali. When I'm on a plane, I got your strolling up. I call it high standards. Chucks with my love song. Pretty girl, tell them ugly. Go home. You know they coming for the money in the real. You know these thirsty thoughts need a meal ticket.
Shorty fell in love with a hunk, with a hunk, with a hunk. Man, I took her from a bus. Keep talking like they know something. A slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. Real getting kite. Watch the fake tag. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. We just getting started.
Yep, we up in here, 604 on the West Coast, 904 East Coast, New York City, coming to you live from Tampa. What up? Hey, big up to my folks up there in Brooklyn, Queens, New York. The whole big old state. Hey, was talking to some folks up there. Hey, there's always some craziness going on in New York. It's craziness going on everywhere. But y'all hold it down up there. Don't hurt nobody. It's your hip hop informer, that dude TM, coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. Hey, the topic: ever thought his or her feet smells like maybe a bag of Funyuns and Doritos mixed up? I don't know what that combo smells like, but listen, I don't need anybody tell me that my dogs can bark. Listen, 14 hours standing strong. You take them off, and it's like, whoa! I'm not the only one, though. Hey, we got some solutions. We talking about it. At least I know my issues. I know my issues. All the way live from the DMV. Might as well go straight up top. Talking NY, Mount Vernon, money earning. What up, Jay?
Chilling, B. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing to it. Just out here trying to weather this nor'easter that's blowing through here, back in the damn pool.
Hey, buckle down, my friends. Buckle
word.
Down. All the way live.
Hoodie season, dude.
Flint City. Give it up, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. And yes, please be safe out there to all my people in the path of the nor'easter. Those storms are never anything to play with because they're very unpredictable. So,
and if you don't know what a nor'easter is, you really don't want to know, because it can
get
you're ugly.
Fortunate if you don't know what it is.
It's equivalent to like a hurricane and a tornado like going on at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's just stretched out over like 15 states at once.
Right.
Way through.
Pretty crazy. Again, buckle down, my friend, buckle down. All the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. What up, Boston?
A.K.A. Nor'easter. That's right, baby. What's going on?
Tornado, hurricane at the same
coming
time.
Coming blowing through.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, we're having a crazy conversation today about feet. I was like, this is perfect for hump day. Let's just stomp all the way through the day, over the hump. Listen, I know for a fact my feet can stink, even though the conversation was not about my feet. The conversation was about a wife who was describing her frequent experiences with her husband's feet.
Oh, die.
Now, I'm thinking, first of all, it's to death do us part. That's a part of the vows, but not literally. You shouldn't be dying.
Man,
listen,
he knew his feet before she married him.
You shouldn't be dying over the smell of feet. Listen, this is my issue, and this is why it's a topic tonight on TM Hyman Radio, because we all about helping people. First of all, do like me on my feet all day, okay? First of all, I like being on my feet. It keeps me physical, and it's why I'm not a big fat dude bopping around like a lot of big fat dudes. They don't like being on their feet. Guess what? It is what it is. There's two reasons why feet stink. It's because, one, you are actually wearing shoes. So guess what? Most people's feet stink at some point. And two, your feet sweat. Those are the two main reasons that feet smell. Guess what? It's not specific to men. I've smelled some female feet that smelled like two skunks frolicking through the woods.
You know what? Not frolicking.
Frolicking.
You need to get arrested for that.
Frolicking
through the woods.
Through the woods.
We're going to call it merrily. Right back. Tonight's topic, listen, have you ever thought his or her feet smells like ... Hey, you and two of the TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back.
Worst. My never loved us. Never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Still had to scrub J's with a toothbrush. Still playing my old shit. But yo, it's like the police asking us questions. We don't know shit. Flex, never loved us. Do it look like we stressed. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command and submission, trying to fight to the finish just to see in my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Mother never loved us. Remember? Remember? Mother never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it f***ed up. Mother never loved us. Man, mother never loved us. Worst behavior. Mother never loved us. Never loved us. Worst behavior. Hold up, hold my phone. Mother never loved us. Never loved us. Now you wanna roll one. Mother never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cup. Always hated the boy, but now the boy is a man. Mother, I done grew it up. You know me. You know me. I'm liable to do anything when it comes to that. You owe me. You owe me. You owe me. You better have my money when I come for the like ODB. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfuckers never loved us. Remember? Motherfuckers. Remember? Motherfuckers never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it f***ed up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfuckers never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfuckers never loved us. Never loved us. Worst behavior.
Who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who copped a new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who else making rap albums, doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed. With these funny style n***s we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. Then it's back to L.A., open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you throw up, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could beat Serena when she playing with her left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort aside. Where your shit from? I imported mine. Ball miss for money like my last name, Mordecai. I'm more than high. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the son you raised, he used to take the Acura up 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on Morningside. For all the sun, I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city, but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead, I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember? Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Hold up. Hold my phone. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Worst behavior.
TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Save James, the General, TM Hyman himself, Madam Boston, and it is Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, and we want to know, in your relationships, do his or her feet smell like, what do they smell like?
And, a Funyuns and Fritos collabo.
And for those of you who claim that your feet don't stink, everyone's feet stink at some point in time. Whether it's,
I smell
you know,
yours right now, Hot Chocolate. I smell yours right now.
Listen, they don't stink right now, but earlier today they were on Functified after I finished taking my after I finished taking my bark on my break. With no sour on, and that's my issue a lot. I need my feet to breathe in Florida, and you know,
you on the
even
job,
it,
take off your socks.
Probably picking
your toenails.
I took some sneakers off in my office. Like, wait a minute, I need to spray.
Yo, anybody ever smell their own toe jam?
It's disgusting.
That joint stink, don't it? Don't it stink?
Yo, I didn't know it smelled that bad.
Disgusting.
So I've really been missing out in life because I haven't missed.
Disgusting. It's so disgusting that when you smell it, you be like, damn, you got to smell it again. You got to smell it again. You do. You got to get hold of. I know that's not what that does. You got to come right back and be like, damn, that's your toothpaste.
No, no.
You know what it was.
You do a double take on the smell.
Word, no, but that's real smell. That's like old Chinese movie. Like,
oh, old Chinese. Oh, same. Oh, my gosh. Ugh. Ooh. Oh. Boy, you're coming up with some really wretched scents right now. Like, seriously. He said old Chinese food.
Word, ooh. Like old Chinese movie, baby.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, my God. Y'all are so stupid. Oh, my God.
The interaction between the perspiration and the bacteria that comes from your shoes and socks, that's really what generates the odor. I mean, let's keep it 100. Everybody's feet stinks at some point. If you stay on your feet, you know what I'm saying, for a certain period of time. Now, this is the deal. The bottom line is this. There are roughly about 3,000 glands per square inch in between your hands and your feet. I mean, at the end of the day, they have more sweat glands than any other part of your body between your hand and your feet. So that's why your hands, they get sweaty, but you can easily wash and clean them. Your feet, guess what? Sweaty. And it's embarrassing, but it's so natural that what I don't think is natural is when females' feet stink. For some reason, I just think that females' feet should never stink. For some reason, you just don't want to smell stinky female feet. But I've smelled some funky female feet.
Listen.
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of that, I remember, I think it was during the summertime, somebody asked me how do your feet look like that? Like, how do you keep them looking like that? I said, I wash them. Like, what do you mean? Like, washing your feet can make a world of difference, people. Taking a shower and just letting the water run on top of them is not enough. Put soap on the rag. Sit your ass down in the tub if you have to, because that's what I have to do, and wash your feet. I can't bend over like that. You know what I'm saying? So I got to sit down. And so you wash your damn feet.
There are people that wear...
It's a start.
It's a couple things you can wear a couple times. You might be able to wear your underwear a couple times, maybe depending on where you are. But your socks is not something that you can wear a couple times if you don't want your feet not to smell.
Back up for a second. You just said you could wear your underwear a couple times. This is in between washes or after washes, correct?
You might want to clarify
Gotta bathe daily, folks. But don't act like you don't know people. Your socks, if it's not going to stink, because I'm going to assume people are bathing daily.
No, I'm still confused.
But you cannot wear your socks two days in a row.
And like, okay, now let me give this tip. And this is from background of being in the Army and then also technician, right? So the key thing that they taught us, especially in our military, was to change your socks, especially if you're, like, walking around all day. You should change – if your feet sweat, you should change your socks. I always kept extra socks with me because your feet let off – like, that's where the toxins come out at. And so if you're going to continue to wear them, you're not doing anything but reintroducing the same bacteria your body just got rid of.
That's all I'm saying.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Some reason Dave got stuck on the underwear 2 days in a row.
Yeah, yo. I'm trying to make sure that you're saying, because you sound like you just said you could wear your underwear again, but you can't wear socks again.
What?
Now you talking about?
No. I didn't say again. You added in again. I'm thinking that if you're gonna take them off, keep them off. Why are you going to take them off and put them back on?
Don't put them back on.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking that you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
That's
so what if, like, you take them off to have
free.
Sex? Do you put them back on after that?
Not if you got some clean ones.
Really?
Depends on the situation that you caught up in. I mean, if it's some spur of the moment, you ain't got no choice.
Wow.
I ain't gonna walk around with no drawers.
3926 917-889-3926. What talking about?
Do some pop off. You do some pop off.
Smelling crazy.
Pop off. I'm not gonna. No, sorry, I'm walking.
You better have a chain to both drawers.
She coming to us live out of VA.
I love it.
We come back. We got Didi with our help.
Tell her again.
It's 9:20.
You better have a chain.
Crazy
drawers.
Okay. Pop off.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Squad going up. Nobody flipping, nah. I just did 3 in a row. Them shoulders back to back to back, nah. Put the world on a sound. You know, party in the weekend. Ain't got no mother time. The party on the weekend. Tell Jello, bring the juice. We about to get lit. I fill the room up with some things. One night open, this is it. Always working OT. Overtime and out of time. It's crazy back home. It kills me that I'm not around. I think we getting too. It might be too true. Upstairs, I got in the Advil bottle. I don't take it, but you do. So I got them for you. I don't need the pills. I'm just gonna have another drink. And when I'm putting work in on the weekend, I look back on this and think how we had the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Working Monday night on the corner flipping. Made at least 3,000 on the boulevard. I've been working graveyard shifts every other weekend. Ain't got no time to party on the weekend. I've been flipping in the house, making jugs on the highway. I've been riding out of state, making money like my way. I don't think that I should dance. I'm just gonna have another drink. I'm doing my stance. You know my lip pink. I got the loudest of the loud. You know my gas stink. My PO think I'm in the house. Don't give a damn about what she thinks. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing.
shoes at the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the color she choose.
Got the club going up.
TM Hama Radio Live is going up on a Tuesday. Hey, we're talking about feet that smell the most rank, the most ratchet. Hey, but we got ways to improve. Hey, listen, an off-air conversation, clearly based on a statement I must clarify. I did not say that you should take your underwear off and put them back on versus putting on another pair of socks. That's not what I said. It may have come off that way, but that's not what I said. All I was saying was I think it's better to wear a pair of underwear 2 days in a row versus wearing a pair of socks 2 days in a row. I'm thinking, really, however you understand it, it's equal to the same point. I would wear underwear multiple times before I wear socks multiple times. I just think that, again, Cebo said it, the bacteria, the toxins that are escaping your body, they're escaping from beneath through the bottom of your feet. For me, my socks smell horrible when I take my shoes off. I just don't want to put them back on again. I'm going to keep my underwear on. I'm not going to take them off and put them back on. But guess what? I'm probably not going to wear underwear 2 days in a row. I wash
that's the part you
often.
Didn't explain.
I clean often, but I'd still rather not put my socks on twice versus my underwear. That's the point.
That's the part you didn't clear up. Like, you know, I understand
it's,
what you're
it's clear right now at 9:26. Right. And we're going to go all the way up to VA to our friend D.D. Willingham. Hey, she has our health and wellness segment. What up, D.D.?
What's happening, everybody? Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting over here. I'm up
here. Here we go.
Really? Well, all right. Then. Hold on. Let's bring it back.
Slow motion for you.
Well, all right. I'm going to start all over again. Hey, what's happening, family?
Hey, Dee
Hey,
you
baby.
I love this show. I do because y'all keep me rolling. I say you never know what's coming. That's what I love about it. You never know sometimes. But, Terrence, just to help you, know, help you out, I will, from a lady's point of view, I'm going to say this. I understand if I take what you just said for face value, I understand exactly what you said. However, for the ladies, that what you said just doesn't work. We would not choose to wear our panties 2 days in a row as opposed to wearing socks more than once. Are you wearing the same socks? I think me personally, I guess because I don't have that foot smear problem I had when I was a kid, I would rather wear my socks 2 days in a row, but I definitely got to change my panties. I can't wear them 2 days in a row. So I guess this depends on your gender, how you look at that situation. However, I didn't come to talk about that. I came to talk about
thank you for
wellness
that.
On this hump day Wednesday. I just had to let the people know. And I just want to let everybody know tonight I am getting some assistance from my one and only Sage James tonight. He is going to help me out because he is a personal trainer. Therefore, he does have knowledge and expertise in the area in which I'm going to cover tonight in Wednesday's health and wellness segment. Maybe a little bit longer, needless to say, because of the extra commentary. However, just work with us tonight. We're going to mainly focus on those gym rats who don't want to know a little bit about what exercises to do, what not to do, what's going to work, what's not going to work, what should I do, which one should I stay away from. Because I also, too, am a gym rat, and I love my health and wellness. I figured this was a perfect segment to do, the seven worst exercises to never do. And Sage, you can just chime in whenever you feel like it, you know, to give your point of view on these seven particular exercises. Now, the reason why I'm – go ahead.
No, I said dig it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. The reason why I'm saying that these exercises are bad for you because they are the most prevalent injury-causing exercises in the gym. Now, I mean, of course, they don't cause immediate injury, then it can cause immediate injury, but some of it is like when you get home or, oh, my God, I pulled something, and it doesn't develop until over, you know, a couple of days. Needless to say, there are three things that make the exercise worse or looked at as worse or you should never do it. One, it creates a muscle imbalance. Two, there's no functional benefit from that exercise. And three, it winds up putting you in an unsafe joint position. which could lead to you mess up your joints. That's just automatic arthritis in your joints, and that's not what you want. So let's go. The first of the seven,
for
leg
sure.
presses. If everybody knows what leg presses are, you sit down or you can stand. It just depends on the type of machine, leg presses. One, your quads are normally stronger than your squats anyway. However, for this particular exercise, you want to use your quads and your glutes for most effectiveness in order to do leg presses. So because on the leg press machine, normally you're not going down to 90 degrees of knee flexion in order to use your quads effectively with your glutes and everything like that, you want to stay away from leg presses because most people don't do them right anyway. They overextend their back and they don't stretch out their quads enough in order to get the proper support that they need in order to get the toning they need in their leg area. Stay away from leg presses. Leg extension, and that's when you sit down and you kick the bar out with your little ankle. Leg extension, stay away from that. Again, reason being, you're only working one muscle group, and you should be working more than one, at least two, your quads and your glutes. You're only getting your quads. But the worst thing about leg extensions, they call most people, when they do them, they torque their knee, which causes extreme damage to your patella and the tendons inside your knee and your meniscus, because people don't understand you're supposed to do it slow and not fast, and they're trying to break the leg on machine, causes injury. If you want to work those muscle those areas, your quads, your glutes, you will use deadlifts or squats or lunges because you get a compound because of the movement. It gives you a compound movement gives you more of a benefit. Excuse me, to more muscle groups. That's what I was trying to say. Sorry. Number three is your machine leg curls. Let's just stay away from a lot of these machines, people. If we just use our own body weight, own body resistance, we would do so much better, okay? Machine leg curls, of course, same reason again. Well, this one, it's normally you're laying down, you're trying to work your hamstrings. Again, you're only working one muscle group. The common thing to most of these exercises is you're only focusing on one muscle group, and you should be focusing on more than one. Am I right, Faye?
You know, you're absolutely right. And might I add, before you move on, is that another reason why these exercises can be detrimental more than beneficial is that a lot of people's technique isn't proper with it. So improper technique is going to give you improper results. And unless you have somebody that's going to be like, basically telling you the proper way to do it. Like some of these machines and these exercises can be beneficial in certain areas, but like she's saying, it's only isolating one muscle group, and your whole quad and hamstring complex is one major prime mover group. So what we mean by prime mover, that's the muscle complex that moves your lower body. So you want to strengthen all three facets of it in that instead of just doing one side. So that's the reason why the imbalance muscularly and joint-wise can be put into play. So it's very correct so far. I have no qualms with it.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. And so the majority of the, like you said, the machine that you do your leg work on, stay away from the machine. The Smith machine squats, I'm not even going to get into the specific details, but, the leg extensions, the leg presses, the machine leg curls. Again, use your own body weight. The best thing that you can do in order to strengthen that big muscle group below your waist is squats, deadlifts,
squats,
lunges. But make sure you're doing your squat. You got to still have proper technique.
You got to do squats properly too,
as well. Because if you overextend the knee out past your foot and your legs are not shoulder width apart, you're not doing yourself any benefit. You're doing more harm than good. So, again, I will all say before I get down to the last three exercises that are for your arms, first and foremost, before you go into the gym and call yourself a gym rat, become a gym rat, go and consult someone first. You don't have to pay for a trainer, but there are some trainers in the gym that you can ask questions just to make sure that your technique is proper because you want to get the best results for what you do, for the hard work you're putting in. And the last three exercises, go ahead and say what we're going to say.
Now, I was saying, or they can just hit me up on Twitter for those
that's
listening.
Yeah, there we go. Hit Sage James up on Twitter.
Sage James.
And we're going to give them that information just as I finish up. Just let me Miss, these last three, these are arm exercises we want to stay away from. The bicep preacher curls are normally the bicep exercises you sit down with and you lean over the bar and then you work your biceps. Stay away from that. You're not doing yourself any good. You are affecting your rotator cuff because you're putting your upper body in a position it doesn't need to be. And you are definitely working on tearing your bicep tendon. So if you want to get your biceps big, do some hammer curls, some reverse curls, you know, just do some free weights. Stay away from, you know, that crazy stuff. And
Let me throw this in real quick. The hammer curls also concentrate more on the forearm as well as the bicep. The bicep is kind of like the number two, you know, affected muscle. The hammer curls affect your forearm. So if you want to get that knockout power, fellas, get that forearm strong.
And I'm telling you, fellas, also, a woman cannot stand to see a man with big biceps and no forearms. clue. Okay, I
gotta make it even, baby.
Overhead tricep extensions, when you're taking the dumbbell and you're reaching behind your head on the angle, trying to get those chicken wings out of the way, only thing you're doing is putting pressure on your elbow. Everybody feels it. Matter of fact, I didn't even know that this was an exercise I shouldn't be doing because I used to do it so much.
Never.
But you're putting so much pressure on the tendons around your elbow. There is no really muscle around that elbow. You are stretching the tendons and ligaments to the point where you could tear them. So, therefore, don't do that. If you want to work your triceps, we don't even use a tricep extension move in our daily habits. Do some tricep dips on the bench. You can do some push-ups. You know, use your body. There you go. And, again, the external rotation of the dumbbell. When you stand up, guys, and you take the dumbbell in and you curl it in, I'm not even sure, the rotating of the dumbbell. I've seen them guys in the gym do it. I don't even know where the benefit. You know, you're standing up and you're bringing the dumbbells in and you're curling them. I don't even know how to describe that. Needless to say,
you like bringing it towards your chest, like your opposite chest muscle.
Yeah.
What's
the point? It causes you no benefit. So stay away from the exercises that cause you no benefit. Consult a trainer. If you have one personally, consult them. If you have one in the gym you go to, consult them as well. But make sure you get your facts together, your techniques right, and everything in order so you know what you're doing to get the best workout possible. Everybody is not trying to get bulky and be Mr. Universe or Miss Universe. Needless to say, some of us, we just want to tone and look good. So know what you're doing. Know that you don't need to increase the weight in order to tone up. You increase the reps. You increase weight if you want to bulk up. So make sure you do all your research before you get into the gym. And say, can you please bless our listeners with that Twitter information so they can call you in case they don't have anyone they can refer to?
Oh, yeah, it's easy, man. Save James, man. If you listen to the show enough, you know my name. And if you don't listen to the show enough, I got some info for you coming up on what's going to happen. So, Save James, man.
All right. Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Sade, for that. I really enjoyed doing that segment and Health and Wellness Pump Day Wednesday, and you all guys have a great evening and a great rest of the week.
You too, Didi.
Word. Yeah, man, so.
We're going to
check it
right back, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm immaculate, come through masculine. Wide body frame, E-Dubs the name. Whoa, in the field of rap, I'm superb, I'm fly. I should be in the sky with birds. I ride 20-inch rims when I lean, yo.
Hey, yo, them tins.
I know I keep them clean, though. Come through, storm the block like El Nino. Scoop up an Arabic chick before she close.
She go,
those my people.
Yeah, them broads from Puerto Rico, them keep.
Yeah, watch how the Elo 64. Black rag, black interior, ship on the flow. Burn out. I do it for them kids, they're hopping a turnstile. The E going wild.
Yo, like them white chicks on a DVD.
Yeah, I'm worldwide, MTV and BET.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. gotta go ape or go nutty. I leave your eye like a 99 Benz buggy. Puffy, pricky, get real ugly. Trust me, keep the phone if you feel lucky. Mug me, I ain't got nothing but four figures. Chopped in the coffee blender. My shots like squeegee men on your window. Usual suspect, I'm the crippled member. Get away when I sat down in the office. Heat in my lap keep me walking awkward. Why y'all talking? The dot reinforced it. The mic is hard to keep my paws off it. Yo, is my when it's over. No Cristal, I pulled up with King Cobra. Out in the Nova, don't bother. My Nina Brown, plus it'll shut down the Carter.
Yeah. Whatever she says, then I'm mad. If she rocks, y'all, they just see a rock, see y'all, they'll be mad.
Hey yo, Red, he's over.
Word?
We just right now. Watch this.
Told ya.
Chillin'.
I'm Milk.
I'm not Kid Gizmo. We start billin'.
When the roof is on fire, believe it, it's me. Sparks when I rock the mic like Siegel and Free. When the pin hit the pad, the evil in me come out. Total recall for people to breathe. I got dogs in the backyard.
We got chickens ain't leaving till 6 a.m.
Yeah, round and round we go. Circle the area.
Leave the party, go straight to the Marriott.
Josie Doe with cowboys where they saddle at.
Rodeo with 20 foes on the Cadillac.
What's your name, Mill?
R.E.D.
Cost money.
But the f*** is free.
Yeah.
Whatever she says, then I'm mad. If this she a rock, she all then we mad. Whatever she says, then I'm mad. If this she a rock, she all then we mad.
This is Save James. You tuned in to TM Hyman Radio. TM Hyman Radio Live. Listen to us or we'll f*** you up.
Yeah, man. 942 in the PM. 917-889-3926 the number to dial, man. We back here with the team, man. We all together here tonight. We got the General. We got Hot Chocolate. We got Madam CeeLo Boston, strong feet, smelling on your chin.
Don't talk about me like I don't put air. Dry sheets in my shoes.
I know them joints. You try to come after with air freshener. I want to smoke the weed. It's like when somebody blows a bathroom up, and then when I got that punk ass renews it. Potpourri smell that just makes the smell worse. You know what I mean? That's like putting deodorant on a funky underarm. It just don't help the situation. Anyway, we going to jump right into a little bit of this adult talk real quick. I really don't have no music for this because it's kind of a situation that kind of rubs me the wrong way, man. I don't know if you heard about that Mano situation that's going on.
Okay.
There was an event that he was at last night or the night before, back in New York or whatever. And as he left, he had one of his adult entertainment stars. I think her name is Melanie Monroe. And if you haven't checked her, you know, she does pretty good work. If I might say so myself. And they was in the car and everything, you know, and they was talking, little flirty. And then after a while, Mano asked her to, you know, exit out the whip. And then she got real belligerent and, you know, very just aggravated or whatever and was not getting out. She refused to get out. So he had called, like, you know, the quote-unquote hip-hop police over there to kind of, like, you know, de-escalate the scene because, you know how this could turn out. And for all the wrong reasons. And then lo and behold, they escort her out the vehicle, and then he drives off. And as he's driving off, she's still cussing at him, all mad or whatever, whatever. The case may be, throw something at the whip and everything. Now, this is all witnessed by, you know, the security team that was on hand or whatever that helped, you know, kind of defuse the situation here. The next day, she's still salty. So she goes and charges, files charges of some kind of sexual assault or some kind of assault charge against Mano, saying that he injured her leg in this whole blow-up that they had in the vehicle. And now he had to turn himself in because of her word against his. Now,
wow. First
of all, my question is, if she went to NYPD about this and there was already cops on the scene, undercover, off-duty, or whatever, whoever the situation, whoever the security team was out there, why didn't they confront them for the full story? Okay.
But oh, I get it. Like if she was saying that she had been assaulted from the gate,
from him,
instead
right.
of like she waited to say she was assaulted versus while the cops or whatever were there to got her
right
out,
there.
She didn't say nothing about being assaulted.
And they,
right.
And the whole time, like you know, there was eyes on the car the whole time, so it was never like, you know, the limousine tint was on where you can't see what's happening, all of a sudden she gets out wilding. But the thing about it was,
right,
he was calm, cool, and collective, asking her if she could leave the whip, and then she got all out of pocket. And then that's
I just kicked somebody out of my car not even an hour ago.
And see, that's what I'm saying, is that simple. If we ask you to leave, you know, it's your responsibility to leave, or you're not going
to
have to get escorted out.
Right.
And luckily for him, there was, you know, some authoritative figures at the time that was able to help, you know, get the situation moving in the right direction. Now,
Right. Another
thing that pisses me off about the situation is that I just really can't stand if nothing really happened. Don't try to sully this dude's name and somebody's reputation by crying wolf when nothing really went down.
Because that makes it harder for the women who are actually assaulted.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Just because you're a woman in this, you know what I'm saying, and your word is going to be taken, you know, is going to paramount, you know, the guy's word in the situation. They're going to believe you before they believe him. And
yeah,
like,
whoever
you know,
tells
not,
first is usually the one who has the leverage, right?
Going to be that's what I'm saying. So and it's like that's not fair to him because for that reason alone, and for the second reason, because, you know, nobody's really stepping up to, like, clear his name. So he had to go turn himself
right in
to the police today because of it. And it'll tell him what's going to happen at it or whatever. You know what I mean? And third of all, I'm upset because I like watching Shorty perform in her movie. I can't even watch her no more.
Dumb. I know, right? Because now you're going to be watching her with
now
the filter over it.
Word, man. Right, okay, man.
Yeah, so she messes up the whole fantasy and the whole thing. Yeah.
Whole
you're a liar, lady.
Joint,
don't we have a liar button?
Nah. Nah, we don't.
We don't got to shut that up, bitch. Nothing. We don't got none of that.
Hold on, I got to shut up one, though. You're crazy. You're crazy.
That's what she should get. She should get a shut up.
Well, I bust a cap up in your way.
There you go.
Definitely a sad situation.
Good gracious.
Yeah, so, you know, thoughts go up my man. You know, saying thoughts and prayers go out to my man, Mano, man. Hold your head, homie. Like, you know, this is a
hey,
this
would be perfect
man.
For a Mano track. I don't think you got a Mano track, so you got to play
some
close
Mano,
too.
Man. Come on, man. I got there.
Get some Mano in there.
This is the you,
I got
Mano.
Some
Mano. Yeah.
It's not for
the
right
yeah. board is slow. So I got yeah, I got to put it on that. Okay. Oh, and this is a perfect song right here. It's Joan with Jadakiss called What Happened. We're going to go into this one real quick. We'll be right back, y'all. TMI
for your life.
All day.
Yeah.
All night.
Out of here, man.
You got it.
Man. Turn my mic up, man. I need it loud.
First the fat boy break up, then Dipset make up. We got a problem with hoes. 15 years later, always later. Couple new skyscrapers, and people still waiting for hoes. New York got songs. They say the unity is lost. The critics pointing fingers.
she said fall, that we on a down slope. What happened to the East Coast? Do we blame it on the music? Should we blame Ebro? The OG's looking for that 90s rap era, but these young kids screaming them young money letters. What a new supposed to do? I don't have the slightest clue. When you tryna keep it real, but being real ain't really cool. Want the truth to be exposed. I don't judge a man's clothes, but these wins stuck. And you tell me that it's dope. I ain't hating, I'm just saying, I'm just speaking how I feel. Ex-con, off a rap, I done touched a couple mil. Man, it's getting crazy, it'll make you go bananas. Why New York got a playlist look exactly like Atlanta's? I try to mind my business, but they push me to the edge and shoot. Heard in New York news, to say New York was irrelevant. Yeah! What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city? Nobody give up, cause ain't no love up in my city now. What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city? Nobody give up, cause ain't no love up in my city now. Guess I'm caught up in my feelings, cause I just can't just sit and watch these niggas crush our buildings. I'm so confused at times about what should be my mission, cause I just gave up my girl for a stripper, that's religious. Hope the DJs play my record, yeah, he gon' play my record. If I rap like this and rap like that, he gon' pay attention. When I cook it, bake it, cut it, swag it, swerve, work. He gon' play it. When rappers in the shot, they get they passes from the folk. When they come to New York City, they do anything they want. How I'm supposed to move? What the fuck would Biggie do? Should I confiscate they change? Should I make these niggas food? And I'm thinking to myself, it ain't them, it is us. Cause we destroy each other, we don't support us. We supposed to be the team, but we not, we look sweet. So why you think these niggas feel free to claim king? And I know they gon' try to mix it up and say I'm angry, but I've been riding foreign since 09, I get plenty. I'm just saying what these niggas scared to say, but this how they feel. Niggas in my city scared to say, but this how they feel. Dreams of stack bundles, dying for the shoot. I called up Kiss, he said he's tired of the shoot.
Call me up a real new. See what he got to say about this. Hey, yo, Kiss.
Yeah, we was playing chess. 90s playing cards. It's a shame, cause the strippers is the new A&Rs. Like, what happened to my city? Like, what happened to the bars? Get yourself a rollie and you automatically a star. Shoot a couple cheap videos, get on a couple blogs. Once you get the smoke and mirrors, you can blend in with the fog. You can get yourself a deal, you can get yourself a date. Get a beat from Mike Will, get a hook and verse from Drake. Probably both be on my album, so don't try to call it hate. I just call it how it is, cause I'm the opposite of fake. Word to Hot 97, word to Power 105. Every seldom will you hear anybody from NY. They was used to breaking records, yeah, now they chasing records. If they can't bounce to it, ain't no need to make the record. Wait a second, I thought this was the Mecca, home of the 1-2 Mike Checker. Rapping different, dressing different. Born and raised here.
Yeah, man. They speaking truth right there, man. Tim Hyman Radio, man. That's who we fill with on this joint right here, man. Truth for the people, bitch. And yo, check it, man. For real, before we go into the show, man, I was checking these numbers out, yo. It's almost wild out time over here, man. We had 98,000 listens, bitch. Like,
ooh,
real. Oh, yeah. Once we hit 100,000, I'm telling you, I'm lighting candles. I'm just throwing them on people's cars. I'm egging cats' cars. I'm like, kitchen powder in the stock, and I'm beating people up with it. I'm wowing, son, straight up.
Nice.
Wow.
Hey, we appreciate y'all. Thanks for rocking with us. Thanks for listening. Hey, tonight's topic, ever thought his or her feet smelled like, I don't know. We've been talking about tonight. Hey, we wanted to give some tips. Hey, CeeLo just said you can stuff some what in your shoes, CeeLo?
You can put dryer sheets in your shoes. You just take one sheet. You can rip it in half and put it in your shoe, and leave it in your shoe. And, now, of course, take them out before you put them back on. But, yeah, that'll neutralize
the
smell of your shoes.
And if your
shoes.
Feet smell real bad, just leave them in there, damn it. Just leave them in there.
How about wash them? How about if they smell that
shoes.
Bad, throw the damn shoes in the trash.
Yes.
Wash your feet, wear flip-flops for about a week, and then buy some new shoes.
Speaking of wash your feet, number one thing, guess what? Just scrub them.
Wash your feet.
Scrub your feet. Hey, listen, it sounds obvious, but the bottom line is, CeeLo said it, most people that get in the shower do not put soap and water on the bottom of their feet. You got to, not just wash them, often you have to scrub them, folks, get rid of that bacteria and dead skin cells. And women normally go get their feet scrubbed. I've never gotten my feet scrubbed. So that's
really
something that I
want to have. Oh, my goodness. If I had the money,
never.
I swear I'd send you tomorrow.
Never. I've never had my feet
scrubbed. I'm holding you to it. I'm holding you to it, Sheila.
We're going to need to do that, bro.
Save you scrub your feet, safe?
That's what, you know what, that's what we need to do for the guys.
Oh, hold on. Never. Boston, hold on. I just want to see him all by myself. You scrubbed your feet? Say
never. Never done that.
Okay. Okay, I did.
Wow,
that's something that everyone else has had done. I don't think
neither
most men are worried about their feet.
Had a pedicure,
nah,
seriously.
I'm going to tell you, the most I've ever done, I've had to get that little tool.
I clipped my own toenails.
I clip my own toenails. Like, you know how sometimes you can get a callus on the patio of foot from being on your feet for too long? I got the little tool that can, you know, shave that down, and that's all I got. That's most of the pedicure that I'll get. I'll cut my toenails, and I'll shave that callus down, and I'm good for like another couple of weeks.
Hold on, ladies. Let me roll on real quick to the next couple tips, then we'll double back real quick. Hey, number two, after you scrub soap and water your feet. Hey, get to it. Hey, dry your feet. The bottom line is the moisture is what generates the sweat. It's the water, the moisture. Right. And so when you actually dry them down, even if you got to pat them with baby powder. I ain't talking about that medicated stuff your grandmama used. Don't put that on your feet. I'm talking about non-medicated baby powder. Dry your feet. Hey, I know this might sound crazy. Number three, use hand sanitizer. It might sound real weird. I'm talking about, you know, good scented or unscented hand sanitizer. It kills the germs on your feet and those inhabited bacteria, you know, that just grows. Number four, use antiperspirant. Use the some type that normally you put under your arms. The stuff that you put under your arms, you can put on the bottom of your feet, believe it or not. Just put your socks on. CeeLo said something earlier about vinegar. Listen, keep a mixture of a half regular vinegar and half alcohol. Not the green alcohol, but that white alcohol. Hey, mix that up. Exactly. Mix that up.
Yeah,
that's a real remedy to get rid of your stank feet.
Sure will.
Because it'll dry up the oil.
No, absolutely. And then any kind of powder outside of non-medicated powder, keep your feet dry. Listen, I know this is funny, it's embarrassing. Most of our feet is going to stink at some point, but there's ways to fix it. I never want a female to be like, damn, put your shoes back on when I'm in her house.
Right, or leave.
So you know
matter
what
fact,
I do?
Go home.
Guess what?
Go home and wash your feet.
My shoes have smelled so bad that if I didn't know already, I'm sure I would have been put out. Taking them off in somebody's house. Fellas, help yourself in advance. Get some shoes together. You know what I'm saying? Put some powder. Get that Arm & Hammer. Get yourself together. Just like brushing your teeth. Make sure your feet don't stink up in the crib.
Okay.
Damn right.
Soak them every once in a while, especially if you on them a lot or they sweat a lot. Change your socks, Austin.
Word. All right. Let's go home.
Left, man.
Yeah, man. Word. We out.
Oh. Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out next time.
Friday, 9 p.m.
Bird, yeah. Man. Hey, beard season, Gina. When I come out there to Atlanta, I want to see how thick your beard is. Better be growing it.
Good night, everybody. Good night. We will see you on Friday. We are that team, that crew, that network, TM. Hot Chocolate, Saint James, Madam Boss, and Dee Dee Willingham. Tori, everybody, good night.
Bye.